This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is ready to spend $100 million to assist China and other countries impacted by coronavirus. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the commitment, along with hundreds of millions of dollars donated by the U.S. private sector, demonstrates American leadership in responding to the outbreak. Earlier, President Trump praised Chinese President Xi Jinping's efforts to combat the deadly virus.
We're working together, but World Health is working with them. CDC is working with us. I had a great conversation last night with President Xi. It's a tough situation. I think they're doing a very good job.
Meanwhile, the death toll continued to climb in China, with the National Health Commission saying Saturday that 722 people had died from the disease. More than two dozen Chinese nationals aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise that returned to New Jersey underwent screening for coronavirus. This while several thousand people remain quarantined on cruise ships in Japan and Hong Kong after passengers tested positive for the virus. VOA's Mariama Diallo reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says two of the people who were aboard the Royal Caribbean cruise ship had traveled to China recently and were displaying respiratory symptoms. There's been a rise in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases on another cruise ship docked off Japan, where around 3,700 people remain confined to their cabins. Philip and Gay Corder are currently on board the cruise liner.
We've got to get off this ship.
We're certainly prepared to do the 14 days if it's safe to do 14 days, but I don't think it's even safe to be here for that length of time now, unfortunately.
In Hong Kong, a small group gathered to commemorate the death of Dr. Li Wenliang, a Chinese doctor who had warned about the possible spread of a new virus in Wuhan in early December of last year. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
This is VOA News. President Trump removed a second government official who testified against him during the impeachment inquiry, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, says he's being recalled from his assignment effective immediately. Sondland provided damaging testimony about President Trump's pressure campaign against the president of Ukraine and named cabinet members reportedly in the loop. Now that President Trump's been acquitted, Sondland is out. So is Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the decorated soldier and national security aide who testified against the president.
I'm not happy with him. You think I'm supposed to be happy with him? I'm not.
Vindman was escorted out of the White House, according to his lawyer, as retaliation for telling the truth. Vindman and his twin brother, who's a White House lawyer, have both been reassigned to the Army. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says millions of civilians are trapped in northern Syria as hostilities continue. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Lajerke, says 3 million civilians are trapped inside the embattled territory, and people fleeing for their lives have nowhere to go.
The military operations in Idlib have since 1st of December forced 586,000 people, mostly women and children, to flee in an attempt to find safety. But the bombing and the shelling follows them and drives them into ever smaller and ever more congested spaces in northwest Idlib.
Lajerke warns an additional 280,000 people from urban centers in the region face an imminent risk of displacement if the military operations continue. He says UN humanitarian agencies are calling for an immediate cessation of hostilities to halt the disaster before it worsens and many more civilians lose their lives. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A top Democrat says there are serious discussions on the Capitol Hill about changes at the Democratic National Committee. AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
With the exit of two prominent black candidates and the botched Iowa caucuses embarrassment, a leading Democrat in the House says there are serious discussions taking place as to what ought to happen at the DNC. Representative Jim Clyburn of South Carolina, the third-ranking Democrat in the House, was interviewed Friday on C-SPAN's Newsmakers. He said there are very raw feelings within the Congressional Black Caucus after the exit of presidential hopefuls Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. Asked if Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez should step down, Clyburn said that's a decision for him. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, federal investigators say wreckage from the helicopter that crashed last month, killing Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others, did not show any evidence of engine failure. That's according to a report by the National Transportation Safety Board. It crashed into a hillside outside Los Angeles January 26. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.